Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and her son, Mr. Rush Gook. The latter has just this moment arrived home from an after-school session of football in Tatman's vacant lot and is standing near the library table contemplating with interest an open shoebox. Listen.
But it says in big letters on the wrapping paper, do not open until Christmas.
I opened it anyway to see if the easy slippers were too big or too little. I'm just sure Robert and Lorsey will visit us around Christmas time, and naturally they'll expect to see me wearing my easy slippers, and if they didn't fit, it'd be embarrassing.
Oh.
I decided not to take any chances.
But I've told Lorsey over the long-distance telephone you took size 5.5 easy slippers. I know he said 5.5 for a fact because I was right here and heard him.
Well, either she didn't understand him correct or else sizes run different in Carroll. Easy slippers don't any more fit than a rabbit.
Too little?
Too big.
Well, you're going to send them back?
Gov is.
Gov?
Of course. He and Lauristine cooked up this plot about my Christmas present. I got nothing to do with it. It's their secret. I'm not supposed to know anything about any easy slippers.
You haven't told Gov what he's going to do, have you?
Well, naturally not. The package only just arrived this afternoon.
He'll scream like a panther.
Why?
Because he ate lady stuff worse than a poison reptile. Makes him sick to his stomach when he gets involved.
I expect he'll survive.
Huh?
All he'll be required to do is mail the package back to Carol along with a letter explaining there's been a mistake in the size.
He'll scream like a panther.
He's welcome to scream like a panther. Have you examined the easy slippers?
No. Where are they?
Davenport.
Oh.
I think Robert made them himself.
There's a steel chain holding them together just as advertised.
Well, so they won't ever get separated and lost from each other.
Uh-huh.
Robert's idea. No, and Robert and Lauristin the way I do, I figured I'd better open the box and investigate the easy slippers. They're so careless about stuff. And sure enough, darn easy slippers a mile too large. And like I say, I'm almost positive they'll visit us sometime after Christmas, and it'll be embarrassing for everybody concerned if my easy slippers fell off my feet.
Uh-huh.
Your father can send them back with a little note.
Notice the pictures on the toes?
Yes.
On one toe is a picture of a baby chick hatching out of an egg, and another toe is a picture of an Indian fella smoking the pipe of peace.
Uh-huh.
Is there any connection?
Not that I know of. When Robert's making things in his workshop, he gets odd ideas
about...
Hear him in the kitchen?
Hey, you, Gov.
Hi, how do you?
Hi.
Greetings, Sadie.
You might as well attend to this right now without delay. Give Robert all the time in the world to make new easy slippers and get them back here before Christmas.
Scream like a panther.
What?
Gov will scream like a panther.
Fiddly-whittle.
What you bet?
Fiddly-whittle.
The wind it doth blow, and we shall have snow, and what will poor Robin do then, poor thing?
Getting cold out?
Yes, indeed. Notice how the knotty fingers of Jack Frost have pinched my cheek?
Uh-huh.
Stand by, Rush, old chum, and I'll give you the privilege of taking my hat and coat in the hallway.
You're in jolly spirits.
Who wouldn't be, living in this perfect world? Shall I give you a kiss, Sadie?
Don't bother.
Suit you, suit me, Mr. Spooner. Plenty of other girls. Here you are, raise your strap. One gentleman's coat, one gentleman's hat.
Okay.
Ruthie and I halfway planned to go down to Yampton this afternoon and see what kind of bargains they got in wash rags, but at the last minute she phoned
come
up.
Come in the box?
Box? Oh, gas ones.
Do not open until Christmas.
Robert and Lauristine's present.
Oh, easy slippers?
They're there on the Davenport.
Pretty quick service. It was only the week before last I talked to Lauristine long distance.
Well, don't tell me. I don't know anything about you talking to Lauristine long distance. Keep your little secrets to yourself, please.
Lady stuff.
No lady stuff. We don't need to beat around the bush this trip. It's all cut and dried.
Lady stuff, Rush.
Most involved lady stuff you ever saw.
All right, mister.
Oh.
I'm not involved.
Here's the thing of it. Just got through telling Rush. Knowing Robert and Lauristine the way I do,
I'm not involved in any lady stuff, say.
No, let a person tell.
I simply refuse to be involved in any lady stuff.
Will you let a person tell?
Mm.
The package only just arrived a little while ago. Knowing Robert and Lauristine the way I do and being familiar with how careless they are about stuff, I decided I'd better open the package and try on the easy slippers to see if they fit. It's collars to walnuts. They'll visit us around Christmas time, and if the easy slippers ain't right in every way, shape, and form, it'll be embarrassing for everybody concerned. Now, isn't that true?
Suppose so.
Well, of course it's true.
You notice easy slippers, Gov?
Uh-uh.
On the toe of one, there's a picture of a baby chick hatching out of an eggshell. And on the toe of the other, there's a picture of an Indian guy smoking the pipe of peace.
Mm.
Robert, for you. Such queer notions he gets.
Mm.
This steel chain holding the slippers together looks too short.
It is too short. Much too short. Ought to be three times as long. When I tried on the slippers and attempted to walk, I almost fell down. Person has to take little tiny mincing steps to where it'd take a week to get any place. Better mention that in your letter.
In my letter?
A letter's got to be written.
I've already said I refuse to have...
Look, let me talk. This isn't what you call lady stuff, so don't let yourself get excited.
I write no letter.
Will you listen once? Easy slippers are too large. A lot too large. And the chain holding them together is too short. Person can't hardly walk. All right, you've agreed with me that Robert and Lauristine will most likely put in an appearance sometime around Christmas. You also agreed it would be embarrassing for everybody if the easy slippers were wrong in any way. Well, they are wrong. They're too big, and the chain holding them together is too short. A letter's got to be written.
You need to look at me.
The easy slippers have to be mailed back to Carol so Robert can fix new ones, and a letter's got to be written.
You don't need to look at me. I'll die before
now, what you
I...
doing, Rush? Going to try on my easy slippers?
Do you mind?
Get them soiled.
I won't walk around.
Why is there a picture of a baby chick hatching out of a shell there at the toe of one slipper?
I haven't the slightest notion.
Why is there a picture of an Indian guy smoking a pipe of peace on the other easy slipper?
Haven't the slightest notion. Oh, this little letter business won't take you 5 minutes.
Why, George, they are big.
Naturally, I can't write the letter. Because I'm not supposed to know anything about my Christmas present. That's strictly between Lauristine and you. I'm all in the dark about the wicked plots you scalawags hatch up.
Oh.
Sure.
Look what big easy slippers.
Yes, terrible big.
Such a short chain.
I started to walk to the kitchen and give up when I got to the bookcase. It had taken me till next Easter.
At least.
Here's what I thought you could say, Vic.
Oh.
And please stop the nonsense.
No.
Here's what I thought you could say. Dear Lauristine, ha 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 ha.
Oh.
Will you cut that out?
Oh.
Why, George, these are the most uncomfortable half-wit easy slippers I ever come across. I wouldn't any more
wear
these.
Take them off and put them back in the box before they get dirty.
Oh.
Dear Lauristine, ha 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 ha. Well, Lauristine, the easy slippers arrived in wonderful shape, and Sadie is completely in the dark. We certainly pulled the wool over her eyes.
I am writing this in the basement by lantern light.
I guess I don't require any help on this, Rush.
No, but this is a good idea I got. We certainly pulled the wool over Sadie's eyes, hey, Lauristine? Well, Lauristine, Sadie has gone to bed, and I am writing this down cellar in the coal room by lantern light. We don't want to get caught in this wicked plot us scalawags hatched up, hey, Lauristine? I couldn't keep the guilty look off in my face at the supper table tonight when Sadie asked me to pass some mashed potatoes.
That'll be
and
enough.
I pretended to have a violent fit of coughing. Well, Lauristine, old fellow conspirator...
I said that'll be enough, Rush.
Okay.
Is that chain on there to hang the easy slippers up by?
No, it's to hold the easy slippers together so they won't ever get separated and lost from each other. Here's what I thought you could say in your nice little letter.
In my nice little letter?
Yes. Dear Lauristine, ha ha, ha ha ha. Well, Lauristine, the easy slippers arrived in wonderful shape, and Sadie is completely in the dark. We certainly pulled the wool over her eyes. The reason I'm writing, Lauristine, I'm afraid you and Robert made a mistake about the size.
I tried them on Sadie while she was asleep, and they're too big, so I went to...
Will you keep out of this, please?
No, but this is a peach of a stunt. Airtight, waterlogged, and foolproof. I tried the easy slippers on Sadie while she was asleep, and they're too big, so I went to work.
I warned you for the last time, Rush.
Oh?
What's the matter?
Oh, shut up, Father.
What?
I shut up, Father, myself.
Why you got your face in your hands?
Oh, I do.
Say in your nice little letter like this. The reason I'm writing, Lauristine, I'm afraid you and Robert made a mistake about the size. I compared your easy slippers with some old ones of Sadie's, and yours are considerable longer and wider. Ha, 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 ha.
No.
I am enclosing in the envelope an outline of Sadie's feet, drawn with pen and ink on tablet paper. I expect it will help you a good deal.
I have a suggestion.
Just keep it to yourself. You might as well take your face out of your hands and quit playing the baby and do this little simple thing and have it over with.
Oh.
Land. Childishness that crops out in a grown-up man. I'm going out in the kitchen. Get pen and ink in my stylish yellow stationery out of the library table drawer, Rush.
Okay.
And give them to your father.
Okay.
Then you come out in the kitchen, too, because I need things from the grocery store.
Okay.
Oh.
Better snap out of it and get busy, Gov.
No.
I'll fix you up with pen and ink.
Why is there a picture of a baby chick hatching out of an eggshell on the toe of one easy slipper?
You haven't the slightest idea.
Why is there a picture of an Indian guy smoking a pipe of peace on the toe of the other easy slipper?
You haven't the slightest idea.
Oh.
Don't cry, Gov.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. But be sure to come along when we drop in on Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.